Hey everyone on my channel, I hope you guys are having a good evening. We are starting over here a little bit early, and we're just starting over here early so I can talk to you guys for a few minutes. Just give me a moment. I'm sending out some things. Publishing, confirming. So hello everyone, and thank you for joining me for something that is rather momentous. This is kind of a big deal, and it's kind of a huge deal, honestly, in a way for me. So what we're doing tonight is the first of hopefully many in a series of live broadcasts, and these are called Poptail Weekly, and this is for a group called Poptail. You can find out more about them at poptail.com, P-O-P-T-A-L-E, tail as in story, not tail as in T-A-I-L, the wiggly thing on the end of the dog, but that's T-A-L-E.com. So you can find out more about Poptail over there. They are a sort of a gathering space for interactive entertainment. And that's a lot of voice-first entertainment, like the Wonder Word games, things like, Cursed Painting, 63rd and Wallace, other games like Dark Citadel, which I know people have recommended many times to me, and some other games, too, that we will hopefully be getting to. We're not really sure where the show is going to take itself. There has been some talk that I would be also doing some news coverage as well as maybe some interviews or other stuff like that. But this is the first one. And what we're doing is we're simulcasting them over here for right now. I don't know if it's going to stay that way. Hey, Danny, how's it going? But what we're going to do is we're going to try it over here for a little while. I would love to get you guys to kind of migrate over to the Poptail channel for when these go live. I understand that there is a large quantity of viewers on my channel. And so, you know, it's also a cross-promotional thing. I was picked, I guess, because I have a following. And, you know, they're trying to tap into that. So, hey, listen, that's fair. But it is a big deal, and I would love as much support as possible. Now, I want to mention a few things that I think are really important that I want you to be aware of. If you are used to my streams where I'm wee bouncy and really getting into it, these are very low-key streams. So we're going to be doing things a little more professionally. There's going to be hopefully a lot less ums and uhs. There's going to be a lot less fiddling and fumbling and hopefully a lot less me scratching my nose. I just got a COVID test today and my nose is really unhappy with me. So, yeah. So this is a big deal. I have never been asked to do something like this for a company before. I guess I'm sort of the review demonstration face of Poptail. In about 8 minutes, the actual episode will start. They will be broadcast again on this channel as well as the Poptail channel. A couple things that you should be aware of. Number one, there will be no super chats or Patreon or donation things. So I always welcome those from you guys, but I just want to let you know that if you do them during the stream, any Poptail stream, I'm not going to get them. They will not be displayed. There will be no sound. During the Poptail stream, there will not be any patrons, things like that. I won't be looking at the patron wall. What I'm doing is I'm coming in early over here, and I will stay late when the Poptail thing is done over here so we can kind of talk for a few minutes. And you guys can let me know how you think it went or whatever. There may come a day when we do not stream these over here. So what I would recommend you do as soon as you can subscribe to the Poptail channel. Make sure that you are getting the notifications to know when those are going live. I'm certainly going to try to keep them over here. There does not seem to be a problem. Everyone over at Poptail is cool with me multi-streaming, of course, because it's a lot more, we're going to get a lot more people. But there could be a day where I am told, hey, Liam, listen, it's time for you to stop simulcasting these. And if that ever happens, then that will kind of change the dynamic of where they're broadcast and all that. So I'm just giving you guys a heads up so that you're aware. Let's see if there's anything else I can think of. Hey, Michael, how are you? Also, hey, Ajahn. Really quick, I won't be doing during these Poptails. Chat will not be a primary focus of the streams. I do invite everyone to chat amongst yourselves. Talk about the games, talk about what you're hearing. But I will not really be actively participating. So again, it's going to be different than what you're used to. When you get in the world of more professional-esque stuff, it does kind of change the way that you do things a little bit. That will only be for these streams. Again, this is for Poptail. That's kind of how we're rolling with these. I don't know if I have a lot to really say other than the stream will start in about 5 minutes. I'm hanging out over here a little early so that you guys... Oh, okay. I did get that right. My girlfriend wanted a link to this. So I wanted to send her one, and I thought for a minute there I had the link wrong, but looks like we're okay. So, hey, Habib, how are you? I hope you're doing well. I believe you are new, so welcome to the stream. Okay, so I'm doing my last-minute stuff. Alexa, what time is it?
The time is 5:56 p.m.
All right, so the echo is set. It is on channel 8. You should all be able to hear it. I believe I have everything set. I want to make sure I have the page up to read about. So today's game is going to be Mathcaster. I also have to talk about Mathcaster a little bit because if you have never done this, if you guys don't know, any skill for the Echo that is a child skill has different requirements as far as what can be sold and how it can be sold. So I won't be doing the busting down the paywall on this stream, but I do need to talk about the paywall. That's very important. So let's bring the Mathcaster page up so I can read its description. There we go. All right, 2.5 minutes left. Oh, we're getting down to the gritty nitty now. Guys, I'm so nervous. Oh, Nick, tune in for now, but not probably not for long. I'm kind of dead on my feet. Yeah, I'm sorry that for you Europeans that this is so late. This is a game, yeah. These will all be A games or Google Assistant games. Hey, Nina, welcome. All right, so, okay, I'm going to probably get silent here in a minute. 5:58, 22. Okay, so we're 90 seconds. 90 seconds out. If you guys are late, I don't have time to explain it again. If somebody wants to explain in chat what I'm doing, please feel free. I will also, again, quick reminder, really quick, I will not be really reading chat. I'm not ignoring chat, but I'm not going to be acknowledging it. It's just not how we're doing things. Oh God. Okay. 5:52. Oh God. Minute like seven. Oh, I'm so nervous. You guys, this is crazy. I'm not ready. I'm not ready at all. All right. All right. I'm going to mute the mic here when I've got about 30 seconds left. Got to make sure that I'm prepared. Oh God. All right. I'm so friggin' nervous. I really do. I feel like I'm going to be sick. All right. You guys will hear audio in about 20 to 30 seconds. It's a cold open. No, Nick, I don't want to break a leg. All right. 10 seconds. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Poptail Weekly. I am your host, Liam Irvin, and it is an honor and a pleasure to be here today. And I do think the stream may have cut off the very first part of that. So once again, welcome to Poptail Weekly. My name is Liam Irvin, and I will be your host for this series of broadcasts. I'd love to thank all of you who are tuning in, and it is an honor again and a pleasure to be here. This series focuses on the interactive entertainment market. We're going to focus on voice-first games. So these are games that are primarily played with a smart speaker, such as an Amazon Echo or the Google Assistant, through the various devices that works on. Today, we're going to be taking a look at Mathcaster from Wanderword. And Mathcaster is a brand new game, and I'm really looking forward to playing it. Now, before we do that, I do want to tell you that if you are new to this, and I know this is new for a lot of us, Poptail, you might be like, who is Poptail? What is Poptail? What do they do? So Poptail is a sort of, we'll say a collector, as it were, of these experiences. I wanted to say games, but you know, I feel like games is too narrow. So it's sort of a clearinghouse for all these things. So they collect them, they review them. You can get news about smart speakers, about all this technology. And I would recommend bookmarking poptail.com. It's poptale.com. If you're watching on the Poptail YouTube, please subscribe. Please ring that bell. Make sure you're getting all the notifications. These will be going live every Wednesday, hopefully around this time, maybe a little earlier, maybe a little later. As we sort of fine tune, we'll know what we're doing more. And so your support is appreciated. If you are watching on my channel, so at the moment we are also simulcasting this on my YouTube channel, please take the time, do a Google search, find the Poptail YouTube channel, subscribe. We're really raising the subscriber bar count there, and it's really going up, so I'm really excited. But enough about Poptail. I know that there were some people that were like, what's going on? But now you know. So let's take a look at today's game, which is Mathcaster. And as I like to always do when I look at a new game, I will read the description to you. Mathcaster, jump into an exciting fantasy adventure where learning is your power and math is your magic. Mathcaster is an exciting combination of education and entertainment suitable for ages between 8 and 12. This, if I say the name, it's going to go off. This A skill is a perfect resource to help children improve and develop their math skills in a fun, exciting, and challenging way. The adventure begins with helping villagers in a small town visiting four different areas: Addition Village, the Subtraction Lake, the Multiplication Forest, and Division Mountain. In these areas, there will be monsters, insects, and other pests that must be defeated by powering up your spells by summoning solving mathematical problems. Mathcaster can be used in classrooms, at home, or independently by children themselves. So with the skill includes an achievement system that rewards solving problems with the correct answers, as well as providing tangible targets and goals. It's as simple as saying invocation name, open Mathcaster. So that is Mathcaster. We're going to check it out in just un momento. So once again, I do want to thank everyone who is here. If you are here, feel free to chat amongst yourselves. I will kind of be watching chat. Again, I do want to focus on the game, but I would love to see a chat if you want to make any comments or have questions or whatever. We are monitoring the chat. I will try to read it as much as possible, but yeah. You know, we're going to do what we can. All right, so let's play the game. We've talked about it. We've read the description. We're going to play it. One quick thing, and I want to mention this now because I don't want to mention this in the middle. If you do not own the skill, so the skill is technically free with a caveat. So what the caveat is you technically can only do one adventure per day. That doesn't sound like much fun. Now, if you purchase the skill, I believe you can do as much as you want. Now, there is a catch, and this is important, and I was pinged about this today and was, you know, told, hey, make sure you bring this up. When a skill is designed for children and is published to the Amazon Echo skill store, or just whatever I call it, the skill store, but when it is published to skills, you are not actually permitted inside the skill to solicit payments. So essentially what this means is I cannot say, hey, are you enjoying this game? Make sure that you buy this add-on pack. And I don't think the game actually does it just quite like that. It would be kind of cool. Hey, if you want to record that in your games and use that, feel free. But the games actually cannot do that. They are not permitted to do that by the agreement that is agreed to. So a parent needs to know that they can ask the skill to give them what the payment options are or what the add-ons are. I forget the exact invocation now. I did it earlier today. And to add to the complexity, since it is a skill, voice purchasing must be enabled, which makes sense. And inside of voice purchasing, you must enable kid voice purchasing or child voice purchasing. I forget the exact name of it now. And when that is enabled, if the child says, hey, I'd like the premium add-on, the game goes, okay, that's cool. We're going to ask your parents first. So there is another step involved, and we're not going through the whole paywall stuff. I do want to let you know, though, that if you are a Prime subscriber, it is $4. I believe if you are not a Prime subscriber, it is $5, and this will give you unlimited access to all four of the Mathlands, and I wanted to get that out of the way so that we didn't have to stop in the middle, but I was asked to bring that up. So now, I think it's time to go on an adventure. What about you? Are you guys ready for an adventure? I know I am. I know I am. A couple people writing in on my channel saying, this sounds like a type of game I would love when I was little. And then some people bemoaning the fact that it is not in certain countries yet. So hopefully it will roll out to other countries. This is a brand new game. It just dropped, I believe, a week or two ago. So here we go. Alexa, open Mathcaster.
Hello, and welcome to MathCaster. We are a group of magic users who help people with our math spells. I'm happy that you want to join us. Let's start with an addition spell. To cast the spell, all you need to do is say the right number.
All right.
I'll go first with an example. I'm adding together 1 plus 2. The answer is 3. To cast the spell properly, I only need to say the answer. Like this, 3. And that's how you cast an addition spell. These spells are really handy for a lot of things. Why don't you try it for yourself? What is 3 plus 2?
5. I hope.
That is right.
Hey!
3 plus 2 is 5. That's it for the entry exam, and you are now officially part of MathCaster.
That was
Before
an easy exam.
Before we go out on our first adventure, would you like to use big numbers? Or small numbers?
Small numbers.
Then we're going for small numbers. If you need help at any time, just say help, and I'll do my best to help you. Let's go on an adventure. Do you want to go to Addition Village, Subtraction Lake, Multiplication Forest, or Division Mountain?
Multiplication Forest.
Great. Let's go to Multiplication Forest. The local clothes maker has found some flowers in the forest. She will use them to make a new fabric color. Unfortunately, her camp was taken over by crooked alligators.
Alligators?
Let's go help her.
Uh-oh.
Look, there they are. I see 5 crooked alligators and their strength is 2 each. Time to start spellcasting. Clear the camp by multiplying 5 by 2.
10.
Nicely done.
I got him.
You sure showed them. Stay on the alert. There were still 4 more crooked alligators hiding in the camp, and their strength is 2 each. Defeat them by multiplying 4 by 2.
8.
You did it. The camp is now safe to use. Let's take a look in the area surrounding the camp. Just to be sure. Look, more crooked alligators.
Oh no.
There are 2 of them, and their strength is 2 each. Defeat the last of them by multiplying 2 by 2.
4.
You did it. They won't bother anyone anymore. Now the clothes maker can start picking the flowers she needs. New badge unlocked. Beginner's luck.
Ooh.
First adventure completed. You unlock the title newcomer. Titles can be changed in the guild hall. Congratulations. You are now officially a newcomer of the MathCaster Guild. Would you like to go with multiplication again?
No.
Welcome back to the town hall, newcomer. Would you like to go on an adventure? Talk with villagers, or visit the guild hall.
Talk with villagers. I want to see what they have to say.
Did you know that you can count your average running pace by dividing the time it took with the distance you ran?
What do you want to do next? Would you like to go on an adventure, talk with villagers, or visit the guild
hall? Talk with
villagers. Have you been to the Multiplication Forest? I just read that forests cover 31% of the world's land surface.
Ooh.
What do you want to do next? Would you like to go on an adventure, talk with villagers, or visit the guild hall?
Talk with villagers. Oh, I did that already, but we'll do it again.
Hello. I just learned that practicing math may improve your ability to remember things.
Oh.
That is pretty cool.
What do you want to do next? Would you like to go on an adventure, talk with villagers, or visit the guild hall?
Go on an adventure.
Let's go on an adventure. Do you want to go to Addition Village, Subtraction
Can
Lake,
I change my
Multiplication
numbers?
Forest, Division Mountain, or go back to town?
Help.
What do you need help with? Adventures, spell casting, or badges.
Change to big numbers. I don't know if this works, but I want big
numbers.
What
do you need help with?
Okay, let me go to the guild hall.
Spell casting, or badges. You can say return to resume the game.
Return.
Resuming. Do you want to go to Addition Village, Subtraction Lake, Multiplication Forest, Division Mountain, or go back to town?
Go back to town.
What do you want to do next? Would you like to go on an adventure, talk with villagers, or visit the guild hall?
Visit the guild hall.
Nice to meet you, newcomer. Welcome to Mathcaster Guild.
Oh.
I can help you when you want to look at your earned badges or titles, check your statistics, change your title, or answer any questions you might have. Do you want me to list your badges, check your stats, or change your title?
Change my title.
Your current title is newcomer. You have also unlocked beginner. Which title would you like to use?
Beginner.
Your title is now beginner. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you.
Very well. You may come back any time.
What do you want to do next? Would you like to go on an adventure, talk with villagers, or visit the guild hall?
Go on an adventure.
Let's go on an adventure.
Let's go to Addition Village.
Do you want to go to Addition Village, Subtraction Lake, Multiplication Forest, Division Mountain, or go back to town?
Addition Village.
Great. Let's go to Addition Village. Look at this empty field. It could be used for something useful. Let's tidy it up so the villagers can grow some crops here. Start with removing weeds and rocks. I can see one weeds and four rocks.
One weeds.
Clear the obstacles one by weed. Adding one and four.
Five. Sorry, I just... me and grammar.
The field is already looking better. With that done, we can now start by planting some carrots and potatoes. Let's plant 5 carrot seeds and 5
carrots.
Potatoes. Plant the vegetables by adding 5 and 5.
10. Guys, this is really fun.
Nicely done. I can't wait to harvest them. In this area, we will plant barley to feed the animals, and wheat that the villagers can use to make bread. Let's plant 10 barley seeds, and 8 wheat seeds.
Ooh.
Plant the grains by adding 10 and 8.
18.
Awesome.
Nice.
We'll be able to taste some freshly baked bread in no time. The field is done. Let's hope they make good use of it. New badge unlocked. Junior Defender. 5 encounters defeated. Would you like to go with Addition again?
No.
We are back at the Town Hall Beginner. Wouldn't it be fun if a parade welcomed us back after an adventure?
Yes.
Or do you think that would be too much to ask? Would you like to go on an adventure, talk with villagers, or visit the guild hall?
Go on an adventure.
Let's go on an adventure. Do you want to go to Addition Village, Subtraction Lake, Multiplication Forest, Division Mountain, or go back to town?
Subtraction Lake. Maybe we'll get
Great.
To go swimming.
Let's go to Subtraction Lake. A young girl went for a swim earlier today and has not been seen since.
Uh-oh.
Let's go search for her near the shore. Look out in the water. The girl is close to where 18 giant rats is being attacked by 3 spooky ghosts. Help the spooky ghosts defeat giant rats by subtracting 3 from 18.
15.
Hurrah. You sure showed them. The girl must have realized she was in danger. She is swimming back to the shore. But I also see 6 giant rats following her. Defeat the enemy by subtracting 6 from 15.
9? I was never great at subtraction.
Great job. The girl can keep swimming back to the shore. Look, she had to stop swimming because now 3 giant rats are blocking her from the shore.
Come on.
They are keeping her from reaching the beach. Clear them from her path by subtracting 3 from 9.
6. I like this.
Well done. You sure showed them. The girl is now safely on the shore. And
yeah!
Would you like to go with subtraction again?
No.
Here we are, beginner, the town hall. How about we take a break? No? All right. Would you like to go on an adventure, talk with villagers, or visit the guild hall?
Go on an adventure.
Let's go on an adventure. Do you want to go to Addition Village, Subtraction Lake, Multiplication Forest, or Division Mountain?
Division Mountain. Super Frick likes the region concept. I
Great.
Do as well. I think it's really
Let's
cool.
Let's go to Division Mountain. The blacksmith standing over there has found some interesting rocks nearby.
Ooh.
But there are also dragons in the area.
Oh.
Let's go to the area and see if we can help.
All right.
The blacksmith was not lying. On that cliff up there, I can see 2 dragons and their total strength is 10. Defeat the enemy by dividing 10 by 2.
5.
You got them. Let's keep going. It's not over yet. I can see 2 more dragons hiding behind those strange rocks over there and their total strength is 4.
Mm.
Charge your spell by dividing 4 by 2.
2.
That got them.
Ooh.
Let's continue.
Got them.
I think they are interested in the rocks as well. Look over there. 2 dragons are coming at us fast, and they have a total strength of 8.
4.
Clear the area by dividing 8 by 2.
Look at me. Look at 4. I'm getting prepared quickly in this one.
Awesome. You defeated them. Now that the area is clear, the blacksmith can collect the rocks he needs. New badge unlocked.
Ooh!
Accuracy. 10 accurate spells in a row.
Wow.
Would you like to go with division again?
No.
Welcome back to the town hall, beginner. Would you like to go on an adventure,
big numbers
talk
and use
with
big
villagers, or visit the guild hall?
Big numbers.
Would you like to go on an adventure,
oh,
talk with villagers, or visit the guild hall?
Go on an adventure.
Let's go on an adventure.
You might be able to change it when you
Do
restart
you
the skill.
Do you want to go to Addition Village, Subtraction
I
want to
go
Lake,
back to
Multiplication
Forest,
or Division Mountain?
Multiplication Forest.
Great. Let's go to Multiplication Forest.
I love the badges, by the way. I think those are
Look
really
cool. Look
at
this cool. lake. It's so big.
Oh, we haven't been
Walking
to this lake.
Walking around it would take quite some time. We can help people get across this lake easier by building a bridge.
Cool.
Let's start with the foundation.
All right.
The lake is 7 feet long and 2 feet deep. Raise the foundation by multiplying 7 with 2.
14.
Well done. That foundation looks very stable. Now we need to add the surface on the bridge. Let's use the trees to make some planks, then we place them on the foundation. Let's see, we need 5 planks, and they should be 2 feet long. Build the surface by multiplying 5 with 2.
10.
Nicely done. The surface turned out very straight. I think we should build railings along the bridge so the villagers can be safe while they admire the view.
I agree.
Nature should be enjoyed after all. Let's create 3 railings that are 2 feet wide. Create the railing by multiplying 3 with 2.
6.
You did it. Now people will be safe while they look at the view. This is a nice bridge. It will serve the community for years to come.
All right, so we just built a bridge.
Would you like to go with multiplication again?
Yeah, I would.
Great. Let's go to Multiplication Forest. A group of hunters have gone missing in the forest.
Uh-oh.
Let's search for tracks on the ground and follow them. Look over there, small trolls.
Oh, not
there
trolls.
There are 7 small trolls and their strength is 5 each.
Whoa.
Defeat them by multiplying 7 by 5.
35. Super Freak says, dang, those are some wide railings. Yes, they are.
We did it.
Ooh, we got them.
They won't bother anyone anymore. Let's continue following the tracks. They lead further and further into the woods. There, another group of small trolls. There are 2 small trolls and their strength is 2 each. Charge your spell by multiplying 2 by 2.
4.
You got them. Let's continue following the tracks. Look, there are the hunters we are looking for.
Yeah, we found them.
They are hiding behind that big rock.
Uh-oh.
Near more small trolls. There are 7 small trolls and their strength is 3 each. Ready your spell. Let's save the hunters. Save them by multiplying 7 by 3.
21.
Great work. You found the hunters and saved them.
Yay!
Now the hunters are safe. They can decide for themselves if they want to hunt or leave the forest. Would you like to go with multiplication again?
No. I'm going to go to Addition Village, I think.
We are back at the Town Hall Beginner. Have you checked your progress yet? Would you like
no,
to
I
go
haven't.
On an adventure, talk with villagers, or visit the Guild Hall?
Visit the Guild Hall.
You are getting more famous around here, beginner.
Ooh.
Welcome back. Do you want me to list your badges, check your stats, or change your title?
Check my stats.
I can see in my documents that you have completed 6 adventures, earned 3 badges, and unlocked a total of 2 titles.
Ooh.
Do you want me to list your badges, check your stats, or change your title?
Go back.
Very well. You may come back any time.
So, I like that. So, Poptail says that
next?
It gets harder.
Would you like to go
as
on
it
an
goes,
adventure?
Which is cool. I
like
this.
Or visit the Guild Hall.
Go on an adventure.
Let's go on an adventure. Do you want to go to Addition Village?
We're going to
Addition
Village.
Subtraction Lake, Multiplication Forest, or Division Mountain?
Addition Village.
Great. Let's go to Addition Village. Grumpy bees have been seen stealing clothing
Grumpy
that has
bees.
Been hung out to dry. The people of the village are worried they will not have any clothes left. Let's have a look around.
Whoa.
Look over there, in that garden. There are 12 grumpy bees by the tree, and 18 more near the fence. Lift your wand and get ready. Defeat them by adding 18 and 12.
30. That was hard. I was not
that
prepared for that.
Let's continue searching the village.
Oof.
Here, behind the corner of this building, there are 50 more grumpy bees. Time to cast your spell. Charge your spell by adding 30 and 15.
45.
You did it. Let's
Sorry,
continue
bees.
Searching around some more. Do you hear it? Noises are coming from inside this barn.
Uh-oh.
Look, there are 21 grumpy bees here.
Whoa.
And they have stolen clothes with them. Let's get them. Clear them out by adding 45 and 21.
66. Boy, the difficulty really ramps up quickly. I like it.
You got the job
oh,
done
got him.
And found some stolen clothes as well. Now these people do not have to walk around without any clothes.
That's good.
New badge unlocked. Defender. 20 encounters defeated.
Nice.
New badge unlocked. Precision. 20 accurate spells in a row. Would you like to go with addition again?
Yes, I like that.
Great.
Super Freck pointing out we might have mixed up bees with mods. Maybe.
Look at this old rundown building.
Ooh.
It needs to be fixed before it collapses. Let's start with the roof. The roof is split into 10 sections, and we need 28 roof shingles to fix it. Repair the roof by adding 10 and 28.
38. I hope.
That is a good start.
Got it.
Let's continue with the walls. There are 38 walls that need to be replaced. We are going to need 30 planks to get this job done. Replace the walls by adding 38 and 30.
68.
Now we are getting somewhere. Now we only have the foundation left. It's made out of 68 stone slabs and 61 wood slabs. Fix the foundation by adding 68 and 61.
129. Whew.
That does look like a strong foundation. We are done here. Now there is an extra house that someone can move into. Would you like to go with addition again?
No.
We are back at the Town Hall Beginner. Did you know that almost everyone here in the guild is a math magician? Would you like to go on an adventure, talk with villagers, or visit the guild hall?
Talk with villagers.
Markings on animal bones prove that humans have been doing math since around 30,000 BC.
What do you want to do next? Would you like to go on an adventure, talk with villagers, or visit the guild hall?
Go on an adventure. We'll do a few more adventures.
Let's go on an adventure. Do you want to go to Addition Village,
to Subtraction Lake,
Multiplication Forest, or Division Mountain?
Subtraction Lake. If only it was that easy to make a house.
Great.
Yeah.
Let's go to Subtraction Lake. Do you see this empty space by the docks? We are going to build a sailing boat that can ride the waves like no other ship has before.
Ooh.
Let's start with the hull. We are going to make it 88 feet long, but we only have 20 feet of wood. Create the hull by subtracting 20 from 88.
68. Boy, this game really, like, it gets you into the math.
That
I like it.
It's very sturdy. This boat will be great. Next, we will build the deck for the sailors to stand on. We are going to need 68 nails, but we only have 32. Create the deck by subtracting 32 from 68.
36?
That will keep the sailors sturdy on their feet. Now all we need is the mast and sails and the boat will be finished. We will need to a total of 36 sails, and there are already 23 made. Finish the boat by subtracting 23 from 36.
13?
That looks great. The wind will carry this boat forward with excellent speed. The boat is done. Now anyone can take it out for an adventure.
Hopefully they won't crash it.
Would you like to go with subtraction again?
Yes.
Great. Let's go to Subtraction Lake.
Let's do it.
Look at that big wave heading for the beach.
Uh-oh.
There are still people there. We need to help by blocking it while everyone leaves the beach. The height of the wave is 141.
Whoa.
And it covers an area of 15. Stop the wave by subtracting 15 from 141.
119? No, I don't think that's right. No!
Oh dear. I think you may have undercharged your spell. You have one more try. Please try again. Charge your spell with the magic of subtraction by counting 141 minus 15.
126? Oh, I got it.
You managed to stop the wave. They are lucky you were here. The people are safe, but look at the damage the wave caused. The docks are about to crumble, and it dragged some boats out to the sea. Let's bring in the boats first. There were 126 boats at the dock, but now there's only 44. Bring back the boats by subtracting 44 from 126.
82? Oh, I got it.
Oh. Nicely done. Now the owners won't be missing their boats. Now we have to do something about the docks. People need somewhere to park their boats after all. We need a total of 82 planks, and there are 23 planks here that we can still use. We build the docks by subtracting 23 from 82.
59.
Great job. Now the boats will be secure. The beach is all fixed and everyone is playing in the sand again.
Good.
New badge unlocked. Experienced adventurer.
Ooh.
10 adventures completed. Would you like to go with subtraction again?
No.
Here we are, beginner. The town hall. I'm glad I decided to work for the guild. It is very fulfilling. Would you like to go on an adventure, talk with villagers, or visit the guild hall?
Go on an adventure.
Let's go on an adventure. Do you want to go to Addition Village?
Yeah, we'll do the mountain
Subtraction
next.
Lake, Multiplication Forest, or Division Mountain?
Division Mountain.
Great.
Also, I agree. I'd
Let's
love to see this implemented with other academic
concepts. The blacksmith
concepts.
Standing over there has found some interesting rocks nearby, but there are also burning phoenixes in the area.
Ooh.
Let's go to the area and see if we can help. The blacksmith was not lying. On that cliff up there, I can see 5 burning phoenixes and their total strength is 15. Defeat the enemy by dividing 15 by 5.
3. Burning phoenixes.
You got them. Let's keep going.
Did it just go ramp?
It's not over yet. I can see 5 more burning phoenixes hiding behind those strange rocks over there, and their total strength is 30.
Ooh.
Charge your spell by dividing 30 by 5.
6.
That got them.
That's a little
continue.
Squawk.
I think they are interested in the rocks as well. Look over there. 5 burning phoenixes are coming at us fast, and they have a total strength of 35. Clear the area by dividing 35 by 5.
7.
Awesome. You defeated them. Now that the area is clear, the blacksmith can collect the rocks he needs. Would you like to go with Division again?
Yes. I agree that the curve is a little high.
Great.
But
let's go to Division Mountain. This messenger must deliver a letter today before darkness falls.
Ooh.
To make it on time, he must take a shortcut through the peak. We will protect him on the way.
You don't have to say about shortcuts.
Over there. By those rocks are 7 of Velociraptors and their total strength is 56.
Whoa.
Charge your spell by dividing 56 by 7.
8? Oh, good.
That got me. Let's continue. We still have some way to go. Look over there. 5 more Velociraptors are coming at us from around the bend, and have a total strength of 15. Cast your spell by dividing 15 by 5.
3.
You sure showed them. Let's continue. The messenger went ahead, thinking it was fun. But he is now surrounded by 8 more velociraptors with a total strength of 72.
Oh, jeez.
Raise your wand. Defeat the enemy by dividing 72 by 8.
9.
You did it. You saved the messenger.
Yay!
The messenger was able to make the delivery on time. We can escort him back to the village. Would you like to go with Division again?
Yes. We'll do it one more time. I love how each adventure is a little different.
Great. Let's go to Division Mountain.
Very cool.
What do we have here? Boulders have rolled down from the peak and are now blocking the path. We should remove them so other travelers can pass.
Yeah.
There are 11 boulders covering an area of 132 feet.
Whoa.
Remove the boulders by dividing 132 by 11.
12? Yeah, that seems right. Yeah.
Well done. You were able to remove all the boulders. Look, the boulders made holes in the path. We should crush some of the rocks into gravel so we can fill in the gaps. We will use 4 rocks, with a total size of 20. Crush the rocks by dividing 20 by 4.
5.
Nicely done. The gravel you made will be very useful. Now, let's fill in those holes.
All
there
right.
are 4 holes, and we need to mix 44 feet of gravel and soil. Fill in the holes by dividing 44 by 4.
11.
You did it. The road is in good shape again. We have done all that we can. We can move on. Would you like to go with Division again?
No.
We are back at the Town Hall Beginner. That adventure sure was interesting. Would you like to go on an adventure, talk with villagers, or visit the Guild Hall?
Go on an adventure.
Let's go on an adventure. Do you want to go to Addition Village, Subtraction Lake, Multiplication Forest, or Division Mountain?
Multiplication Forest.
Great. Let's go to Multiplication Forest. Look at that. A tree has fallen over the path.
Uh-oh.
We should remove it. But wait, do you see that? There are bird nests filled with chicks in the tree. We will start by moving them to safety first. There are 10 chicks and 9 nests. Move them by multiplying 10 with 9.
90.
Nicely done. The chicks are now safe. While we are at it, let's make logs from the tree. First, we have to do something about all the branches. There are 6 branches, with a weight of 10. Remove the branches by multiplying 6 with 10.
60. Subtraction is my weakest.
Well done. You managed to remove all the branches. Now we will cut up the tree into different sections. We can cut it into 9 big sections, and then cut each big section into 11 pieces. Cut up the tree by multiplying 9 with 11.
99.
Good job. The logs are all the same size. The road is now clear, and anyone that needs firewood can take some with them. Would you like to go with multiplication again?
Yes. We'll do one more.
Great. Let's go to Multiplication Forest. Look at this lake. It's so big. Walking around it would take quite some
time. Oh, we did
this
lake already.
We can help people get across this lake easier by building a bridge.
But that's okay. Let's build a bridge.
Let's start with the foundation. The lake is 15 feet long and 12 feet deep. Raise the foundation by multiplying 15 with 12.
180? This is a big lake.
Well done. That foundation looks very stable. Now we need to add the surface on the bridge. Let's use the trees to make some planks, then we place them on the foundation. Let's see, we need 10 planks, and they should be 17 feet long. Build the surface by multiplying 10 with 17.
170.
Nicely done. The surface turned out very straight. I think we should build railings along the bridge so the villagers can be safe while they admire the view. Nature should be enjoyed after all. Let's create 8 railings that are 10 feet wide.
Well, that's easy.
Create the railing by multiplying 8 with 10.
80.
You did it. Now people will be safe while they look at the view. This is a nice bridge. It will serve the community for years to come. Would you like to go with multiplication again?
No.
We are back at the town hall beginner. Wouldn't it be fun if a parade welcomed us back after an adventure? Or do you think that would be too much to ask? Would you like to go on an adventure, talk with villagers, or visit the guild hall?
Exit. And so there you go. So that was Mathcaster, and that is the newest game from Wanderword. And I have to say, that's really fun. I'd really recommend. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, it's the funny thing about a game like this is it's not just for kids. I found it to be a little tricky after a while, and I like that. I really, really enjoy that. So, you can find that on the Amazon Echo. It's available to play now. Once again, if you want the premium upgrade, which allows you to play more than one adventure per day, you will have to ask the skill what purchases, I believe, what was it? What purchases are available? The skill will not prompt you because it is a kid's skill, and kid's skills are not allowed to do that. When you purchase it, you need to have voice purchasing turned on as well as kids voice purchasing turned on, which is a sub toggle under voice purchasing. Once you do this, you'll get a text or an email that will say, hey, someone's trying to buy a skill here and you can approve it. So a couple extra steps, but I have to say, I think that's a lot of fun. I would love to play that some more because I'd love to know what other badges are available. I'd love to get some more titles. It's really kind of cool. So I think that's neat. Didn't know what to really expect, but I think it's enjoyable, and I'm glad I could share it with all of you. Well, that's going to probably take us to the end of this week's episode of Poptail Weekly. Next week, I will be back and we will be diving into the world of Starfinder. And Starfinder, of course, recently acquired or, you know, I guess acquired by Wonderword. So some cool stuff going on with that. And I thought in honor of that, we would play Starfinder starting next week. So we'll start with the tutorial episode and kind of move our way through the other episodes. There's a lot of content and I'm looking forward to playing it. There's, I guess, 7 episodes in all. I believe there's what? There's 6 and then the tutorial. So, or maybe 5. I thought there was 6 in the tutorial. So anyways, there's going to be a lot for us to play over the upcoming weeks. So if you enjoy Starfinder, I highly recommend sticking around for that. That will start next week. Don't forget that Poptail, of course, is on Twitter, Poptail Social. Find Poptail on Facebook as well as on Poptail, Poptale.com. Special thanks to everyone who tuned in on my YouTube channel as well as the Poptail YouTube channel. If you are tuned in on my channel, please, please, please subscribe to Poptail. Give them some YouTube love. They're getting very close to hitting a cool YouTube milestone, so let's help them get there. If you are tuned in on my YouTube channel, we will be hanging around after this stream for a few more minutes, just for a couple closing things, and hope you can stay tuned for that. Superfreck, let me get a couple messages. Superfreck says that I wish there were difficulty levels, though, and maybe more music tracks would be cool, too. Starfinder is hands down the best audio game for the smart home ecosystem. I would say you're not wrong. I love how richly designed it is. Systatic Master. Well, the cool thing is over the next month or so, we're going to be playing a lot of Starfinder. So I really recommend that you come hang out for that. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I hope this was a success. I hope you guys had a good time. I did. I would love to come back next week. And so hopefully I will. Should be the same time, same YouTube channel. Hopefully it'll be next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern. It seems like it works out well, so I don't see why we can't do it again. Again, I want to thank all of you for being here. I will be back here on Poptail next week for another episode of Poptail Weekly. If you think there's something we should check out or you want to leave a comment, make sure you leave a comment on this video. You can certainly do that, and we would love to hear from you. As always, thank you for watching, and we will catch you next week for Starfinder. All right, everyone. Whew. Also, at the very end, you get to see me scratch my head. I forgot we weren't off, so I went and scratched my head because it's itchy, and that was embarrassing. So that was, wow, that was really well done. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I feel better. I feel good. I'm very pleased with how that went. I hope that I didn't miss anything. Whew. That was, that was something. So, what I do want to do before I leave, you guys over on my side is I do want to thank my patrons. I'm going to switch over to the Patreon screen. We'll skip away from my, face and the fact that I'm itching like crazy. I went and got a COVID test today and my nose is still not happy and, big special thanks to all my awesome patrons. I really appreciate you guys coming out for these things. So big thanks to Danny Combs, Shane Davidson, Michael Lau, Kyle Smith, Ivan Soto, Munawar Vajani, James Dean, Jim Denham, Anya Kristen, Michael Maslow, Trevor Johnson, Kevin Lyon, Stephen Luttrell, Simon Yeager, Lukish, Austin Nix, Sarah Hawk, Jason Smith, Kathleen Avisara, Audio Game Geek, Hillary Duncan, Heather Messaker, Melissa Rowe, Shane Early, Ashley Coleman, Bianca, Courtney Barton, Bryant, Roland Engelsma, Axel Schruel, Abdullah Dubase, Changeling, Chad Blanco, and Jack Vilichek. Also, thanks to Luna Raven, who is not on the Patreon list, and I will have her up this weekend. I just haven't gotten to that yet, and I apologize. Static Master says, hope you're well. Liam, Lexi says, don't worry, Liam, I've been here the whole time as promised. Thank you, Lexi. I'm glad that you guys showed up for that. That was pretty intense. So we are going to bounce for today. I do want to thank all of you for tuning in. I couldn't do this without you. But come back next week. We're going to do Starfinder, and I'm excited about that because I love some Starfinder. And hopefully we'll have a lot of other cool games coming up. And this should be a regular thing. It looks like it's going to be Wednesdays for Poptail Weekly. And I am so glad that you are all here. It does my heart a lot of good. I will see you all next week. As always, thanks for watching and or listening. Good night and good corn.